This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the grain markets for Thursday, April 4th. Well, an interesting day in the grain space yesterday where everything started out a little bit weaker, except corn was pretty much flat. But then as we got into the day session, the market started to bounce and ended up with some pretty nice reversals up. Kansas City had an outside day higher. Minneapolis had a quiet key reversal up after putting in a new contract low. Chicago, just a good old-fashioned reversal up. Soybeans reversed up, and corn had an inside day higher. So wheat was pretty much leading the way higher of the grain space, and Kansas City was the leader of the wheat space. There were some rumors floating around yesterday that Russia was stalling the phytosanitary certificates for yet another grain company operating in Russia. This time it was the Aston Grain Trading Company, which is one of their larger grain traders. Last week it was the RIF, and for the same reason, they're getting complaints from importers about the quality of the wheat that's being received. So Russia's trying to, you know, figure out what the problem is here. There are also rumors that they're trying to buy out RIF too. So there was a couple things going on there. But this is, it brings back, you know, memories from years ago when Russia exported poor quality wheat. Now they have made huge advances in improving the quality of their exports. In fact, you know, they've managed to export wheat into all corners of the globe, even to countries with very high standards. So this is clearly not something the Russian government wants to deal with yet again. And I'm sure they're trying to stamp this out as fast as possible. So if they're either A, running out of quality wheat, or B, they are slowing down certificates to improve the quality, either way, that opens the door for other exporters. And of course, that was, you know, a huge boost to the Kansas City market because it's hard red winter wheat that Russia exports. So clearly this is an important development, but I don't see Russia shutting off their exports. It's a huge source of revenue for them and an important one. So I just don't, they'll figure something out here. Either the government will take over these facilities or they'll clean them up. Or it suggests that the remaining stocks of Russian wheat are just not that high quality. That would be a huge boost to the wheat space because that would throw the doors wide open for exports for the remainder of this marketing year. Now, of course, there's not a whole lot of time left in this marketing year, but they had a lot of wheat left to export, and the world was presuming that that wheat would be available. So it's clearly a bullish factor either way you look at this. Unless they can get the quality issues addressed and start issuing these phytosanitary certificates again. There was also some rumor that Ukraine had some success bombing some Russian facilities. There was a rumor floating that a Ukraine drone had attacked a grain elevator in Rostov. There's also some talk that Ukraine has struck an oil refinery and also a factory that makes drones for Russia. So all of these things are positive for Ukraine, obviously. But good news has not come very often lately for Ukraine. So we'll see if this can help turn the tide. One of the other issues facing Ukraine is that China has either A, slowed down imports of Ukraine corn, or the rumors yesterday were that China was actually canceling some of those sales. So that's obviously not going to be helpful for Ukraine. And it's been a drag on the corn market. Now, with wheat up so strong, that helped pull corn into at least positive territory somewhat. Yesterday, the Energy Department released their stocks and production reports for ethanol. They had production at 1.073 million barrels per day. For the week, that was up 19,000 barrels per day. Stocks came in at 26.4 million barrels. That was up 324,000 barrels, which is a jump of 1.2%. Crude oil stocks were at 451 million barrels. That was up 3.21 million barrels. The estimate actually was to be down 1.5 million barrels. Gasoline stocks at 228 million barrels, down 4.26 million. The estimate was only to be down 0.8 million. Distillate stocks, 116 million barrels. That was down 1.27 million barrels. The estimate was to be down 0.6 million barrels. Refinery capacity at 88.6%. That was down 0.1% from last week. Now, with rising crude oil prices, the Energy Department yesterday announced that they are going to back away from replenishing 3 million barrels of crude oil into the strategic reserve, just simply because prices are so high and that's removing a lot of crude oil from the market. Maybe that, you know, they announced a while back that they were going to replenish that. That was part of the stimulus for pushing prices higher in the first place. So maybe they shouldn't make announcements like that, and the market's going to respond, obviously. So moving forward, the night session is mixed, pretty quiet. We've got export sales out this morning, but we'll be keeping a close eye on the developments in Russia. If the Russian government, for whatever reason, starts to slow down wheat exports, it's just a huge boon to the wheat space and everyone else trying to compete in that export arena. Russia's been so dominant. And whether it's just, you know, slowing down the certificates, try to clean up the wheat, or if the wheat can't be cleaned up, I don't know. We'll see. But either way, again, it's a bullish development for the wheat space right as we head into the growing season. Now, from a weather perspective, the Southern Plains, the rains were forecast in the 6 to 10 day outlook. They backed away a little bit from that in the far western southern plains. But still, the crop is in much better condition than it was last year, and it's the best it's been in years. So it's not a bullish development from that perspective, unless you don't get any rains at all. Temperatures are above normal, but they're not wicked hot. There is a cold snap coming in the far southern plains, but we don't see it being cold enough to do any damage. So we'll see as we move forward, but you've got the Russian thing being positive versus good growing conditions being relatively negative to the wheat space. So I think it's just going to continue to chop around. My guess is you would start to build some sort of premium into the market this early in the growing season. But if you don't see any threats, and if the rains continue to come, there's little reason to put in a weather premium. So that's just at where we're at. I think the market will chop back and forth. Yesterday's reversal up was very nice. It's a nice technical formation. Probably we'll get a little follow through from it. But my guess is you'll stall out again at these trading range highs that stalled the market over the last couple weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.